Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. Oh no, am I going to get hangry today? It is Good Friday. I am Catholic, and this is one of the biggest days in our religion where, you know, Jesus dies. And we remember that by fasting and remembering.
I don't want to say anything blasphemous, so just understand if I do say anything that's offensive, it is not meaning to be offensive. It's because I'm dumb.
No, so, please ask me questions because I have been a Catholic my whole life, and I still ask questions. Like, is this when he actually dies? Did he get
crucified? Are you allowed? Cause I know that, like, you're fasting, but one of the things you do at church is you eat Jesus.
Correct.
Are you allowed to eat Jesus crackers today? Is that allowed? If you eat
everything
and if you say
today.
Body of Christ, are you allowed to just drink wine? Are you allowed to have as much wine as you want? That's blood of Christ, which I'm as far as religious rituals go.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
A little weird. I just want to go. That's what I'd say as far as, I remember being a little kid and they're like, body of Christ. And I never took communion, but my mom would go and I'm like, what's that? And she's like, it's the body of Christ. And I'm like, it's 12 years old. I'm like, I don't know what y'all are up to, but I don't know why you brought me into this building. But you're not allowed to eat?
Well, you're just remembering like how horrible today is. And so to show, and I'm probably saying a lot of this wrong.
A religion that legit is full of beauty, but today it's a reminder of how awful things are.
Yes. And that's why Easter Sunday is so beautiful because it's the rebirth, the resurrection of Jesus. So today it's like the most somber day in the Catholic religion. And so fast.
But it's called Good Friday. Shouldn't it be called Bad Friday?
See, that's where I do get confused. Like, I don't get that.
Like, who? Like, did Judas name Good Friday? Like, hey, today Jesus died. Good Friday. But I feel like the worst day of Jesus' life is the most celebrated moment is on the cross. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm him, I'm like, hey, y'all, how about you remember, like, when I look good? You know, like, he had good abs at that time, but... Hey, folks.
You know why the cross is such the symbol type of thing?
Yes.
With him carrying it. There's so many symbols behind of it. Like he went through,
like,
that he crucified.
I just don't want a symbol of the worst day of my life. You know? Like, how about the one time when, like, Jesus turned water into burritos or something? Didn't he do something like that? Like, fishes and burritos? Didn't he? Like, he fed a bunch of people?
Okay, so bread and fish.
Are you allowed to have bread and fish? Because Jesus, He created it.
He created bread and fish.
Yeah.
He created wine out of water.
Was it a ciabatta? Was it ciabatta bread? Was it a sourdough? Was it? Was it a quality sourdough? Is what I'd like to know. Like, was it maybe like a what's that stuff that has like the sun dried tomatoes in there? Someone on Facebook here, help me out. It's that flatbread people make it out of pizza. Was it a flatbread? Like was it paninis? Guessing on that.
Did he have a panini press?
Yes, no. That's right. Yeah, was there a panini? I'm assuming due to the area that he was in, it was probably a pita of some type.
Okay, now I need more of my educated Catholic friends to jump on here because you're asking great questions.
I don't know what kind of bread. Like, was there also any peanut butter or any jelly with that bread? Because if he's just handing out just straight bread... Like, I mean, if you can create bread.
When you're so hungry, you will take bread.
Certainly. But what I'm getting at here is if you have the ability to go poof, you know, bread and wine and fish, all right? Why not be like poof, some jelly, you know?
That wasn't a staple back in the day.
Some tartar sauce to go with that fish, maybe a little bit of lemon. You know, if you got some, you know, some nice salmon, you want to drop some lemon, maybe lemon pepper that's on there. I'm just saying.
Back in the day where men were real men. They did the lemon and the tartar sauce.
You just ate your fish the way, sometimes raw.
That's right, with the scale still on. Now Jackson admitted to me that he kind of fasts every day. I notice I'm eating over here. Yeah. I bring in lots of different snacks throughout the day. I'm eating right before I go on the air.
One of the reasons is I get logy if I don't. I get tired. I get up so early. Like today I got in a little after 3.
Yeah.
I got in today. And I won't take a nap today because it's going to be so beautiful out. So if I go and I eat a lunch, which also... If I eat, it's not like I'm sitting down and knocking out a salad. Like, if I'm going to go home, I'm knocking out 4 or 5 hot dogs. And I'm not kidding on that.
Oh, yeah. Then I definitely want to take a nap after a meal like that.
Exactly.
What if you just snack throughout the day?
Yeah, but then I'm grazing all day. And then I won't stop. Then it's pickle. And then I'm going to have a couple spoonfuls of peanut butter. And then, a Bomb Pop's not going to hurt me. I haven't had any carbs really today. And then it just kind of goes from there. Oh. So, like, yesterday, I knew we were going to have pizza later on in the evening.
Yeah.
And I knew I was like, I'm going after some pizza. I'm going to have 2 slices of Ian's pizza. It's the big stuff.
Oh,
and so I fasted all day. I didn't have anything to eat all day. And then I enjoyed the heck out of my pizza later
and
on.
It and works
it didn't
for
feel
you.
So bad. Yeah. And it's some people can do it, some people can't.
Okay, so now checking some of our Facebook comments.
Oh no.
Oh geez. I guess I just ruined the History Channel show. Just kidding. Because
did we spoiler alert the end of The Passion of the Christ?
That was one movie that hit me hard, though. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I never saw that. Yeah.
I could only see it once. I don't know how people rewatch that movie. Because they went above and beyond. Yeah, like,
I'm a history fan. I love, like, you know, when the Notre Dame, you know, earlier this week burned down, the religious part of it, okay. But the history part of it is what upset me. Mm-hmm. A lot of amazing things, happened in there, built in 1160, the history of that, I will watch in the History Channel when they have Jesus, the life of Jesus. Because I'm interested in him as a man.
Yeah.
As a person. Mm-hmm. The stories and all that surround him, that's not my thing. For those that are, that's wonderful. It's beautiful. And I love that people have the ability, to enjoy that. But a lot of that, I don't need to watch some Romans snuff the guy out, And from what I've heard, it was pretty brutal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's played all Easter weekend.
Oh, hey, there we go. It's kind of like a Christmas story. It's on an endless loop on TBS.
I'm binge watching Passion of the Christ.
Kids gather around. Why are you making us watch this?
Oh, my gosh. No way. But I don't know if anybody else can chime in. Jackson was asking some good questions about Good Friday. Why is it called Good Friday? I always thought that too. I'm like, shouldn't it be called Bad Friday?
I understand Ash Wednesday because you get all ashy. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I get that. Yeah. But Good Friday, I thought it was it's a good day. Hey, everybody, it's going to be a good day today, But not like a... Hey, just so you know, you're Catholic, so you better be sad today.
Okay, it's going to be what I Google. You know how I Google something every day.
We got to Google it. Well, Google. Most of the time when we Google stuff, it's, is this person alive or why aren't they in TV shows anymore?
That's true.
Brad from Home Improvement, what's he doing now?
So while I'm Googling, why is it called Good Friday, check on Brad from Home Improvement.
Find Brad from Home Improvement here real quick, folks, on Facebook.
Yeah, what happened to him? Doing? We were talking about JTT the other day because he was the voice of Simba. And of course,
Zachary Ty Bryan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 37.
Okay,
looks good. He has a bad taste in hats. Let's go ahead and check out his Wikipedia and see what he's got going on recently. Okay. Filmography. Last movie he was in. That's right. He was one of the guys in Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious. He was a background. He was background actor.
Oh,
He certainly wasn't. He was. He was Jake in Trunk, the 2016 short film. So you probably don't remember that one.
Mm-mm.
TV show. It looks like this was an animated show, I assume. Even though I think he would be this character, a good job this character. He played Thor in a TV movie, Thor Hammer of the Gods.
I mean,
he's a big blonde, Norsk-looking, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy. He's also been doing some producing.
Okay.
Yeah, The Grief Tourist, Prowl, The Wine Guy, associate producer, so he's done some producing there. Nothing since 2009 it looks like he hasn't been in, so things haven't been going too good for him.
And I found some answers that totally make sense now about Good Friday, especially because you have to remember how language changes, so Good Friday comes from God Friday, goodbye. Other some German speaking countries, Good Friday. You can date it back to grieve.
Good Fridays.
Right. So the different languages bring it to mean grieve, mourn. So that makes more sense then versus us. Good Friday.
Well, it's every Catholic church, Catholic school is our mother of perpetual misery. It's like, why does everything got to be so depressing? I told one of my friends the other day, I saw a guy that had a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker on a broke down car. And it's hey, bro, you're not doing a good job of selling the team. You're not making me want to join the team.
Yes.
Drop that bumper sticker on a Lexus. That might be a team I'm interested in. I want to know how that guy got where he's going.
Oh,
all right? I don't want to know how to be miserable. How about we just say, hey, it's Good Friday. You know what? You're fasting unless you're eating cake. And it's got to be funfetti. That sounds like fun.
Hang on. We're jumping on the show.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Very excited about this Good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday, actually. They should change the name of it. High of 58, becoming sunny because it's, well, dark out right now. So, of course, it's going to become sunny. It's 39 at 544.
You got any exciting plans this weekend? Chime in. Let us know what's going on with your weekend. 608-321-1063. Something that is actually going to be life-changing is happening to me this weekend. I was invited to take one of the two seats for media on board the Badger Honor Flight this Saturday. And thank you so much for the emails and the comments on today's Q106 Facebook page about your father or your uncle or your veteran who's going to be on this honor flight. I can't wait to shake their hands and meet them in person. And of course, grab a selfie with them for a race to 1,000 selfies. That's how this all got started, actually. I called the Badger Honor Flight because my father-in-law, a Vietnam veteran, is going on the Badger Honor Flight in May. So I knew they have a whole group of volunteers. I'm like, I'm going to call them, you know, show them some love, mm-hmm. shake their hands, get some selfies. And Tiffany was so great. She's like, Steph, this is kind of eerie. Somebody in media had to cancel on us last minute. Do you want to come on the honor flight going out on April 20th? I'm like, yes, are you kidding me? So I'm going to be, of course, all on our Facebook page, all on Instagram this weekend and sharing the moment. And you are invited out. We would love to see you at the send-off and especially the welcome home at the airport right here in Madison. And I shared it on our Facebook page so you can see all the details.
Tell us the cute story.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear this real quick?
Yes, I love this that your father, okay. Your father-in-law
yes,
said to you.
Exactly. So again, my father-in-law, Don, who's a Vietnam veteran, he said, Steph, it took me 3 years to get on the Badger Honor flight, and you call up and you're on it in a week. And he was just joking, of course, because he knows how much goes into these Badger Honor flights and how much they cost. It is all volunteers. It is all our community coming together and donating. So it's very important for us to rally around Badger Honor flight and get these veterans to see their memorial. It was erected in their honor. And we need all the donations we can get for them, please.
Well, you also told about your father-in-law not wanting to wear his hat that
Correct.
Said that he was a veteran, mm-hmm. because especially with Vietnam, you know, World War II, that's different. But we're running out of those guys. We're running out of that generation
very quickly. And there's
going to
be six of them on this Badger Honor flight. I can't wait.
But the Vietnam veterans, when they got back, they weren't exactly welcomed.
Nope.
And a lot of them weren't able to walk around and wear their uniforms. They were called a lot of bad names. Mm-hmm. A lot of protesting going on at that time. And a lot of them, for whatever reason, carried shame for what it is had to do for this country. And they shouldn't have to do that.
And 50 years later, finally, just recently, he started wearing his hat that said Vietnam veteran. And just the, like, you could see the shift change in his body and expressions when people now shake his hand and thank him and the social media love now, too. So keep it going.
Yes.
It definitely is really, really appreciated.
And if you want more information on how it is that you can donate, because they're always looking for donations or volunteers, just text HONOR to 608-321-1063. That's HONOR to 608-321-1063. We'll send everything to you, and then I'm sure Steph will have a great story on Monday. So cool. It's so cool that you get to do that.
Yes.
Woohoo! Incredibly cool.
I know. And this is also another question that I want to bring up because, you know, when Tiffany was here on our show from Badger Honor Flight, she said they obviously have a wait list of they want to obviously get the World War II veterans on these flights first, and then Korean and Vietnam, and their wait list is like 1,000. So, because they can only take 90 at a time, and each veteran gets a guardian, so like my husband is going with his dad, because especially the age, in case they need a wheelchair and everything.
Well, you have 90 people on there. You need 90, call it handlers. Is what you're going to need there.
Yep.
Because there might be some people that have medical issues.
Correct.
And, you know, they're elderly. They need a little bit of help.
Yep.
And also, some of these folks, too, you know, something I said when they were in, you know, when I can't remember her name, who was here from Badger Honor Flight.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Yeah, PTSD wasn't invented 15 years ago.
Correct.
And some of these guys, when they go and they see this, they might have some memories that are brought back. And they're going to need somebody there with them.
Yep.
It's very important to have a support system.
Definitely. So the wait list is long, but they are doing so great. They have 5 Badger Honor flights going out this year, so that's excellent. And only 2 of the seats are reserved for media on purpose because we're kind of their megaphone. And we will now showcase and get people's attention on Badger Honor Flight, in case you don't know, it exists. And what do they do? So that's why they reserve those two seats for media.
And then she, Nancy Kerrigan, somebody. So she, all of a sudden, somebody's like, oh, I got clubbed. See, look at her. She's embarrassed. Somebody got clubbed in the knee.
No, stop. That's why I want to squash that rumor right now.
No,
stop it.
No, she didn't. She ran him over with a car. She squashed him.
Knock it up.
She squashed him right now. Is that how she did that?
Hey, did you ever play that bug game? It was a Play-Doh game or a squash or bug?
Oh, you make little things on there? No,
yeah.
That was one of the games I would see on TV, and I'd go, whose parents are buying that for them? Because I'm not getting, I had G.I. Joes and things like that, where you could make the bugs, and the kid would like scare his sister.
Yes.
And I'm like, whose parents buying that for their kids? Like, my mom's not buying that for me.
Oh, man.
Jumping on Facebook here, John. Going back to fasting, I have not ever fasted. Just look at John. You look pretty good. You're a fit enough guy.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
he's super fit.
Yeah, you're pushing what 50 somewhere around there. You look. I hope I look that good when I'm that age.
Oh man,
you know.
Oh, John, did you purposely set us up for a humble brag or what do you call that? Like a compliment or something?
Yes. Well, my wife does that. My wife will say, and I do this on purpose, all right? And she'll say to me, like, you look really, you know, you look really good tonight. And I'll say, oh, yes, I do. And then she'll go, and she'll look at me, and I say, fishing, were we? Like, was I supposed to throw one back at you?
Oh,
you know, or like, you
yes.
know, she'll say, like, she'll give me some kind of a compliment, and I'll just take the compliment. And
funny.
I'll just go, yeah, you're right about that. And then she's like, nothing for me. And I'm like, oh, is that why you gave me the compliment, is to give you one?
Yes.
You know?
Or those people who are like, no, I can't take pictures. I never look good in pictures.
And
it's
then,
like,
and then they post.
Oh, knock it off. You're saying that, so I say, you look beautiful. In the photo.
One of my favorite things I love seeing is like when a supermodel tells about how she had awkward teen years. And I was like, I looked awkward. Did you though? But did you? But yeah. But every one of your yearbook pictures was a glamour shot. Like, but did you?
Now the only person in the spotlight who does have a very awkward photo from his teen years. Have you ever Googled old photos of Ryan Seacrest? I don't mean to give him any extra love or plugs,
what,
but
if you Google old photos of anybody.
I know, but
have you ever Googled old photos of Keith Urban?
Oh, yes, that's another one.
That is,
you're right.
Whoa.
Yes.
What's going on?
I forgot about Keith.
He got some.
Yes, you're right.
He got some dental work done. Yep. I mean, he did the right things with his money. Like he got some things fixed. You know? I'll tell you one thing is crazy, though. If you Google old pictures of Chris Stapleton under the beard, it's like, oh.
Is he attractive?
Not really, but he's not ugly. But it's like, oh, you look kind of like I would expect you to look like that. You look like it might be
beard.
He might be Luke Combs for real underneath his beard.
Is it a video I have to watch, or is there a photo I can just find?
There might be a photo
quick.
There.
All right, I'm gonna Google that right now.
You have to watch a photo, but like everyone looks bad in their high school years.
Not me. No, just kidding.
John said that was not my intention, but thank you.
Now looking back at my high school photos. I had the thick eyebrows where I'm like,
on
oh
purpose?
My gosh, I have to get rid of these. No, my natural eyebrows were the caterpillar kind.
Oh.
Do you know how mad I am now that that's the look that's coming back and mine won't grow back because I tweezed and plucked and got rid of them so bad. So I cannot regrow my thick eyebrows anymore. And now that's the look.
That's okay.
And everybody's like painting them on.
I never understand. My wife and I don't understand. Rihanna, honestly, is the one who, for whatever reason, is the eyebrow judge. I don't know if you really.
I'm not
kidding you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, how Rihanna goes, eyebrows go. I was watching a story on this last year. Yeah. The world is a weird town. But a few years ago, it was thin eyebrows. But now Rihanna said, hey, no, it's thick eyebrows now. So everyone's doing thick eyebrows. But my thought is, no, I'm not down with that caterpillar look.
Well, I wish I had a little bit more, because now they're too thin.
I don't want someone to look surprised all the time, but I also don't want them to look like, you know, like they're smuggling caterpillars into the country.
Who's that famous director that's known for his eyebrows? Martin Scorsese?
Yes.
Yeah.
His eyebrows, I think, direct the movies for him. Yeah. They do like the framing thing that these like directors do. Like that's what his eyebrows are doing. Well, folks, we hope you have a good Friday, a great Friday, even though it's supposed to be a bad. We don't know, but have yourselves a great day
and a great Easter weekend.
Yes.
We can't wait to catch up with you on Monday, and we're gonna indulge after our 40-day club. I'll finally be able to have fast food again.
Whee!
Woo!
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.